Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is Onyx Delgado there?
Yes, it's him.
Good morning. My name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yeah.
Oh, it seems like your quota has been filled, but thank you very much for your participation, sir.
Okay, you asked about, do I use internet?
No, if anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print,
No, I thought you said, do I use the internet?
No.
Okay,
thank you. That's fine, sir. We can continue. So we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Well, chances are 50-50.
Thank you. What is your age?
49.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or are you mixed race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay. Is there a half or just a solid number?
Any number between 0 and 10, where 0 means not at all motivated and 10 means extremely motivated.
Seven.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Just a moment, please. I'm having some issues over here.
Okay.
To get the next question. How are you doing today, by the way?
It's Saturday and it's hot.
Yeah. Here, too, as well, so.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and try again. Okay, there we go. Continuing with the survey, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list. I will go through it, and you can choose your top two. The first one is gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public education, public school education, the next one is lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedom, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, or healthcare costs.
Economy.
Economy. And another one that you would like to add?
Shrinkage of government.
Okay, so just to make sure, let me match it over here, just a moment. And so your options, what you chose were lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government and inflation and the economy.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Is that in general or myself personally?
Generally speaking, in your personal economic situation.
My personal economic situation is fine, and in general, not good.
So would you say it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. And I'm so sorry to hear about that as well. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Same.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say it's very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how would you say, and how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is the Democratic Party.
0.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
0.
Ron DeSantis.
I'm sorry?
Ron DeSantis.
0.
Taylor Swift.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
Kamala Harris.
0.
The NAACP.
0.
Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Trump.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the state. The first one is, America's diversity makes it stronger.
Yes. What would my answers be?
And would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Agree.
Which one? Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs that we can afford right now.
Not agree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Strongly disagree.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly agree.
abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree. Somewhat agree. I'm sorry. Somewhat agree.
Okay, let me go back.
Somewhat agree.
Just a moment, please.
Yeah,
agree. Don't worry. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That was statement A. Now, statement B is the following. Some people say that America's strength is in its diversity, and that we are a nation defined by the people, by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, equal opportunity to all of our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of these two statements you agree with more?
A.
And is that much more A or somewhat more A?
Much more A.
Yes, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you, and with this, we're just a couple of questions away from finishing the survey, but please bear with me for a couple more minutes. Now, I'm going to read you a list that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree it is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree it is being undermined or under threat. And a 0 means that you do not think it is being undermined or a threat or under threat. You may use any number between 0 and 10 again. The first one is immigration to this country.
Somewhat agree. Strongly.
So a number from 0 to 10?
10.
The right to bear arms?
10.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting?
10.
A commitment to Christian ideals?
10.
Freedom to protest the police or government?
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all?
10.
Police that treat everyone the same?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements some people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use, once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful.
Is that 0 to 10?
Yes. 10. Or 0. Okay. 10. Thank you. America's democracy. I'm sorry. Let me begin. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
Okay.
Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay. Do I need to answer something now?
Yes, we just want to know, because sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So we're asking you to please rate once again your level of motivation for voting in next year's versus this.
5.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Last year of schooling I have completed? 2012.
I'm going to read you some categories. Please stop me when I get to your category. Was it 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, or bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. No. Not living in my household. I live alone.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Can you repeat that question?
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, and that was the last question. This concludes the survey, and I thank you very much for your participation and your patience, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.